time first dog on the moon. Walkley award-winning cartoonist for The Guardian Australia, and this is the penultimate edition of First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living. Friends, our time has almost come to an end. But the good news is that in 2017, the guide is going to continue, albeit in a different form. It may well be turned into a live stage show, which will tour the nation, and also, possibly, a book, which will hopefully be in the shops for Christmas next year. This is actually true, and I know, I bullshit you a great deal on this show, pretty much all the time, but right now, I'm not. Stay tuned. But enough about me. Oh, who am I kidding? When was this ever about anything else? Since its humble beginnings 4 years ago, The Guide to Modern Living has set the weekly political and media agenda for this once great nation. The team here at Guide Headquarters thought it would be timely to take a look back at some of the highlights, the lowlights, some of the game-changing moments in Guide history. As former Prime Minister Tony Abbott said, "Whither goest the Guide to Modern Living, goest the nation." Because as all journalists know, it's not a story if you're not the story. And funnily enough, that's our motto. We have a long and proud history. Our first ever outside broadcast was the time we stumbled upon Scott Morrison as he tried to deliver a boatload of asylum seekers to the Indonesian embassy on the back of a truck. Let's have a listen. All right, everyone on the boat, shut up. I'm just going to see if anyone's in the embassy. I'll try that again. Hello? Is anyone home? It is I, Scott Morrison. I'm the Minister for Immigration. Oh, there's someone peeking through that curtain. Come on out, Mr. Udiono, we can see you. We're particularly proud of that report, not just because we won a Walkley for it. Then there was our groundbreaking expose of former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, and that one time she was riding her Segway past the Kitten Hospital and there was a fire. So she hand-knitted a rescue helicopter and everyone escaped.
Yay!
And remember this classic?
You can't do that to me! I'm Prime Minister Tony Abbott! Oh! Not my bungee smugglers!
And who could forget the episode when we discovered opposition leader Bernd Stollen was actually made entirely of polystyrene? Or the time we built a trebuchet out of old beer bottle tops and used it to fire George Christensen into the sun?
We have a liftoff!
But he came back.
Aww.
And this was a classic episode. And this... But we never did this. I wish we had. I remember fondly that day we milked a whale. Or when we pushed George Brandis into a vat of radioactive pastry cream. And he became the mysterious superhero, the Crockenboosh. Not very good attorney general by day, and bumbling French dessert by night.
Bonjour. Oh, excusez-moi.
Haven't we had fun, patriots? Well, I have. Nobody cares about what you think. You listen to Radio National. Seriously, though, I've loved it, and I want to thank each and every one of you for putting up with my extremely self-indulgent guff. So don't forget to tune in for next week's last ever guide, our annual Christmas panter. This has been First Dog on the Moon's Guide to Modern Living, proudly brought to you by the First Dog on the Moon Institute. You're welcome.
For
From the founder of Apple to comedian Andy Samberg, from the head of Netflix to the man who built the World Wide Web, from the creators of the record-breaking podcast Serial to startups that are breaking ground right here in Australia, if you want to hear from the movers and the shakers, media, technology and culture around Australia and the globe, there is literally one show. It also happens to be the most literally named show. Download this show with me, Mark Fennell, media, technology, culture. Find it on the RN website now or on the ABC Radio app.